Conquest, narrated by Leo Horn, for Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Caraway Seed, by Manu Seppinen. In the teeming bazaar there's a little shop for every product. One for slippers, one for carpets, and one for spices. And it was spices I wanted. Whatever the cost, well, almost. Since the haggling and bargaining are more important than the actual value, and I'm a foreigner and always give fantasy prices, it pays to watch your tongue. And not just your tongue. The men in Morocco have this tendency to behave in a surprisingly sensual manner in relation to the most normal everyday activities, and on every possible occasion. Like when buying spices, for example. The expression on the middle-aged man's face was clear and obvious. No stinginess here. He simply wasn't able to offer a lower price. I actually think haggling can be quite good fun, but the price he was suggesting was far too high for a kilo of caraway seed. There wasn't a flicker in his gaze. With his head high, he explained in a mixture of French, Arabic, and body language that what I asked was both unacceptable and all but shameless. I remained unshaken. Haggling is just a game. When I didn't give in, he took a few steps forward and, clicking his tongue, studied me from top to toe. His gaze lingered perhaps just that little bit too long on the bulge between my legs, while my dick was safely ensconced in my jeans. Raising his voice, he aimed a lengthy harangue towards the interior of the shop, before striding away and disappearing into the bazaar's dark throng of people. I watched him for a few moments, wondering if I actually asked for too low a price, when a younger man emerged from the back of the shop. He laughed, his teeth very white. He spoke good French and introduced himself as Saeed. He wondered if I'd like to strike a bargain and buy some spices now that his boss had had enough. I smiled back, put my head on one side and gave my price. I pointed at the caraway seed, pepper, and various paprika and chili mixes. He pursed up his mouth and with an assumed reluctant expression pretended to assess the prices I suggested. Buying stuff doesn't happen very quickly in Marrakesh, but I wasn't in a hurry. Saeed beckoned me into the shop, began explaining why they couldn't accept my offer, and asked if I'd like a cup of tea. I declined. Inside there, away from the neighbouring shop, his searching eyes kept glancing down between my legs before meeting mine in a way that couldn't be mistaken. He was checking out my cock and balls, and when he knew that I noticed, his tongue ran over his lips, then smacked his lips and nodded in approval. He also noticed that I'm pretty tall and fair-haired, quite a big man. I knew what he was talking about. And when, as if in passing, he squeezed his crotch, closing one hand over his balls and then tracing the line of his dick through his jeans with one finger when he released them, I was quite clear about what he wanted.